ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out. Drink driving, all bad. What's all good is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Hello, podcasters. Thank you for downloading. Nearly just under was 9,000 people downloaded this catch-up podcast last week when we had Bryce from Maths on. Now, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not the biggest Married at First Sight fan in the world. Gabby certainly is. I'm not, but my God, I like to keep up with the drama, even though, you know, I kind of tune in and out. And this was a huge one. So Bryce has, you know, been accused of lying a lot on the show. We actually got an expert on, a body language expert, who was like, yeah, man, it looks like this guy is lying. Look how red he goes. Bryce actually told us that was due to a skin condition. It looks like he's lying because of a skin condition. If you haven't heard that, it's on this podcast feed. Download it and join the nearly 9,000 Queenslanders who laughed and cried along with that.
Little big things.
Little big things.
Click on Gabby's little big things.
This is our quest, the highlight, the little big things all over Queensland. So it's the big things that maybe don't get as much airtime as like the big pineapple or the big banana in New South Wales. We all know about those. But we are highlighting the little big things around Queensland. And this week, the spotlight is on the Fraser Coast. And more importantly, Nala, the big whale in Hervey Bay. To tell us more about Nala, we've actually got the mayor of the Fraser Coast Regional Council on the phone, George Seymour. Morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Cliffo. How are you?
Good, mate. For those who haven't seen Nala, she is absolutely spectacular. She's huge. She's a whale who looks like she's breaching the surface of the grounds. And she's made of steel and timber, literally weighs tons. She's absolutely beautiful, George. Tell us a bit more about how Nala came about.
Yeah, it's a fantastic piece of public art that celebrates our connection to whales. Hervey Bay is famous as a whale-watching capital where people go out and see this actually in real life, the whales, the humpbacks breaching. I've never thought of it as a little big statue, though, because it's actually life-size. So it's not like a statue of a big mango or a banana. It's a life-size whale.
So I wanted to ask you about that because there are certain, I guess, criteria that make something a big thing, but I think Nala qualifies because whales are just so big. So I don't know.
Yeah,
for me, Nala's still a big thing.
Yeah. And I think it'd be an exception, yeah.
The other thing I'll say about Nala, too, is Nala is gorgeous. Like, a lot of big things. Like, if you go to the big pineapple or whatever, it looks like it could be made out of paper mache. Like, I'm not knocking it. But Nala is, like, a piece of, like you say, public art. She's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's right in the center of town on Main Street. So it's, you know, people get their photograph taken in front of the statue. It's a real focal point for the town.
How much does she weigh exactly?
Oh,
Do you know?
No, I don't. I haven't tried to pick her up.
But it's tons, right?
Be very heavy. Yeah, she's not moving.
Haven't tried to pick her up. No one's going to steal her anytime soon.
No.
Well, George Seymour, obviously, you know, you're a fan of Nala. We have become such a fan. And this is what the aim of Little Big Things is to do, is to really raise the profile of the big things around Queensland. So we can sort of get out and explore our state, and mate, Fraser Coast is definitely the place to be.
That's right. Yeah, we have a few little big things, but Nala's particularly special.
We had a lot of nominations for Ned Kelly as well.
Yeah, Ned Kelly's awesome. We have a big Ned Kelly statue in the entrance to Maribyrnong.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, he came a close second, but I think Nala's going to take it out as we do put the spotlight on one particular big thing in your region. But thank you so much for telling us more about Nala, the big whale. We just love her so much. George Seymour, Mayor of the Fraser Coast. Great chat, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you'd know that we are massive fans of the kids' TV show Bluey, and it's been a really big theme on the show. Just like an hour or so ago, we were talking about the property prices, like how much Bluey's house is worth in Brisbane. It's worth a lot, FYI. But also last week, I was talking heaps about my son Charlie's second birthday and how I wanted to make him a Bluey cake because he is quite obsessed. I'm going to say there was a bit of negativity around here. I don't think Gabby thought I could actually pull it off. But look, I think I did. See the cake now. There's a photo and a video at our Insta, Hit QLD Breakfast. But what I did was I got a couple of packet mixes, made, it's pretty much Bluey's head on a cake. And I made the eyes and the snout out of milk arrowroot biscuits that were iced. I iced two bananas, you know, the lolly bananas or whatever, for the eyebrows. I think I really pulled it off. It's getting a lot of love on social media, okay? But I'm no baker. So we thought we'd get someone on who is an absolute sweet and cake expert on to judge the cake. And I can't believe we've actually got this guy. Adriano Zumbo is on the phone to judge my bluey cake. Adriano Zumbo, good morning.
Morning, Cooper. How are you?
Mate, I'm really stoked with myself. I'm not going to lie. Before we get to your thoughts on the cake, I got to say, you must be a happy man because, I mean, with COVID came a lot of bad stuff. But with COVID came some good stuff as well, including a lot of people back in the kitchen, baking, making sweet things. I mean, obviously, it's a passion of yours. So to see more people sort of picking it up must have been nice.
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome, mate. It's like so good to see so many people interested and passionate about, you know, just, you know, whipping up something delicious in the kitchen, especially, you know, sweet desserts and baking. Like you said, it's just it's awesome. And you know, a lot of kids, you know, I think it's pretty amazing to see how many young kids are so into it as well.
Look, we've seen you judging on some of the biggest platforms in Australia, things like MasterChef, your own TV show Zumbo's Just Desserts, which was absolutely huge. I mean, obviously this is the biggest moment of them all.
Oh, for sure.
The bluey birthday cake I made for my 2-year-old son, Charlie. I mean, drum roll, please. Your thoughts on the cake, Mr. Adriano Zumbo, please.
Yeah, I think you did a good job. You know, I think obviously, like you said, you're not a full-time baker. And I think you've got to take that into account. It's like, so I think you got the, I thought that it was a good shape, you know, and outlook, like, you know, it looked like bluey. So, but, you know, I think the only thing I'd say where improvements would be is the colouring.
Right.
I think the colour need to be a bit more brighter and vibrant. You know, like blue's got that really light, bright blue kind of different shades.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think that's where, like, that's where it kind of just didn't click. It was just that colouring, you know, that. And then the eyes were a little bit creamy coloured rather than bright white.
They are a little creamy. They're more bone, aren't they,
than the
bright, right? You're so right. I mean, I got the two different shades of blue, but, yeah, they're not quite the brightness of bluey. But I tell you what, mate, food colouring, bloody hell, like a little bit goes a long way with that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's better that you don't use too much anyway because it's, you know, like most food colouring, you don't want too much of it.
Nah, right. Okay, but all in all, like...
All in all, you did an amazing job. It was a cracker of a cake, I think, you know, I'm
so
sure...
So good to hear you say that.
I'm sure everyone was loved it and enjoyed it, and especially your two-year-old.
And he recognised it as bluey, too. So he pointed out and went, oh, bluey, without me, you know, telling him. So that was the real win for me. But you can see the video of that. It's at our Instagram now, hit QLD Breakfast, and there's a photo as well. You know, the best thing for me is, like, the real win is just having a crack and making my son happy. Like, that was just so cool. So, and also, and the fact that Gabby, my co-host, thought I couldn't do it. So to prove her wrong was awesome.
And it's neat, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like sloppy, it's neat. You know, I think you did it amazing. Yeah, it's awesome. And that's what it's about. It's about the experience and just back giving it a go.
From you, that means a lot. Adriano Zumbo, check out his Insta for all the sweet inspiration you'd ever need. The Sweet Assassins, where you'll find him on Instagram. You're awesome, mate. Thank you so much for your feedback.
No worries.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back in the morning, Thursday, April 15. And your clue today is... That's the worst. We can do better than that. That's the worst drum roll ever. Your clue today is... Bongos. Not even a clue, really. It's just an answer. So bongos is an Alpha Bucks answer. So we know the letter is B. Big old hint there for Alpha Bucks. That $1,000 cash on the line in the morning. It hit. We're never gonna get one on. Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on. Never gonna get one. We did the call out earlier this morning. We wanted to talk to someone who has experienced breast implant illness because we want to find out more about it and more about what it means. And we've got one. Georgie Stevenson joins us right now who has experienced this and has had her breast implants out. How are you going, Georgie?
Hey, guys. I'm going good. What about you guys?
Good. We're excited that we got one for this.
Yeah.
Tell us, how long ago did you get your breast implants and how long were they in for?
Yeah, so the surgery was just about 6 months ago now, and I had them in for 7 years. So I got them when I was 19.
Wow. So over the course of 7 years of having breast implants in your body, when did you first start realizing or first start feeling the symptoms, not even knowing that they were associated with the breast implants? Like, and what were they?
Yeah, so I think I probably started experiencing them around 3 years, but they were very low level. So it was stuff like gut health, fatigue, brain fog, and I would go see, you know, a naturopath and get some herbs and or go to the doctors and get some medication and, you know, try and band-aid it. And then they got very, very severe the year before I got them out, so last year. And last year it got to the point where I had chronic fatigue. I developed an autoimmune condition.
Wow.
Like I said, I had brain fog, night sweats, hormone imbalances, thyroid problems, anxiety. And I went to a whole heap of doctors. So specialist, naturopath, GP, and no one could really figure it out. And they would pass me on to another doctor and I'd get diagnosed with something. And then I'd see another doctor and they'd be like, well, this can't be it because of something else. And it was the most frustrating year. And I just felt so unwell the whole entire time too.
So how did you eventually figure out that it was the breast implants making you sick?
Well, interesting. So I had heard about breast implant illness years and years ago, and I kind of thought, oh, you know, that wouldn't happen to me. You know, the doctors didn't really say anything to me when I was 19 and had them done, and kind of like, what are the chances? And then I started looking into it. And so I went onto the breast implant illness Facebook page, and I was just reading other women's stories, and I just got this feeling and I was just like, this is it.
Wow.
So now that you've had the breast implants out, are you feeling like you're better? Are you feeling the positive effects of not having those implants in your body?
Well, crazy thing. So literally a couple of days after I got them out, everyone noticed how different my face looked.
Oh.
So I was holding a lot of water and I was holding a lot of, like water weight, and my face just looked different. My eyes were so much clearer. So I had these like just straight away
results,
I guess. And then a couple of months after, I got all my bloods redone, which I had them done just before the operation, and everything was either normal or better than it had been before.
Wow.
And yeah, physically, I just felt better.
That's
so
crazy.
So if you knew all of this back when you were 19, would you have gotten the implants done?
Oh my God, no. No. It literally took away like a couple of years of my life of not feeling well. So no way.
That breast implant illness has affected some of the most important years of your life too, like your early 20s. So, Georgie Stevenson, producer Brooke, has just sent me a message. So you have a business, Naked Harvest Supplements, and you've got a podcast as well, the Rise and Conquer podcast. So no doubt you've documented all that in the podcast. So if people want more, they can check that out. But that's an amazing story. We are so happy you're feeling much better. Mm. And thanks for sharing it with us this morning, Georgie.
No, so happy to share.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out, then call them a lift or give them the couch for the night. Drink driving, all bad.